Congress is eyeing 18-year-old tractor-trailer drivers. As a response to the supply chain problems afflicting the country, the bipartisan infrastructure package that passed the Senate would create a pilot program to allow drivers as young as 18 to obtain commercial driver's licenses and move goods across state lines. Some of the issues from Zachary Halashek, economic policy reporter at the Washington Examiner. Zach, what are we looking at?
Yeah, so right now, as it currently stands, if you're under the age of 21 and you have a CDL, a commercial driver's license, you can only drive within the state that that was issued in. So, you know, in California and larger states like Florida, California, Texas, it might be, you know, easy to drive around if you're under the age of 21, but in smaller states, you can't even cross the state lines to transport things using a semi or an 18-wheeler. Basically, what this would do, and it's included in the bipartisan infrastructure package as of now, what it would do would create a pilot program where up to 3,000 18 to 20-year-olds at a time would be driving across state lines as part of this program. And the debate, I guess, centers upon two things. Well, as you said, there is a shortage of truckers, certainly a shortage right now, especially, you know, given labor shortages across the entire industry, or all industries. But basically, the idea for it is that it would put more drivers on the road, younger drivers, and kind of, you know, make this a way to solve or get out of this supply chain crunch that we're currently in. The opposition to it falls into two buckets. There's the public and the private buckets. The public argument against it is, you know, 18-year-olds behind the wheel of a 80,000-pound vehicle is just too young and too dangerous. And then the private interest would be, you know, more drivers in the market. It's harder to drive up wages.
Wow. Okay, so where does this stand necessarily in Washington? I mean, I know it's part of this larger package, so it may be a moot point to discuss it that way, but I mean, how is it being perceived or received?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, Todd Young is the one who sponsored it. He's a Republican senator from Indiana, and he actually first tried introducing this in 2019, and it ended up dying in committee. So I think that now the reason why it's in the package as it stands is because there's, you know, this obvious issue with supply chains right now that's dominating the headlines, dominating the news cycle. And I think that, you know, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are kind of seeing this as a common sense solution, you know, given that, you know, 19, 20-year-olds are already, you know, in the military and operating heavy machinery there. So why not just extend this out to, you know, commercial driving?
Wow. We're speaking with Zach Halashek, economic policy reporter at The Washington Examiner. His piece is called Congress Eyes Teenagers Driving Tractor Trailers to Solve Supply Chain Backups. So the industry is down at least tens of thousands of drivers, right? And then I think you pointed out in the story, a lot of the current drivers are close to retirement age. So, I mean, this is a serious issue here.
Yeah, and the American Truckers Association said that there's about, I think it was, what did they say? I want to say 80,000 short right now in terms of drivers. And the average age of a trucker is 54. And, you know, I think it's about 25%, about a quarter of the trucking industry right now is either at or close to the age of retirement. So, you know, introducing younger people to the profession is a way to kind of, you know, energize it and give it more wind behind the sails. You know, it's, if you graduate high school and you're looking for a job as a trucker, it's going to be kind of hard to come by, especially if you're confined to your state. But if this were to be, you know, rolled out across the board after the pilot program, there could be high school vocational programs and you could go straight from high school into it. So it would, you know, infuse industry with younger people and hopefully give it a kick in the rear.
Thanks, Zach. Zachary Halashek, economic policy reporter at The Washington Examiner.